best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Many of us do. We take a look at the agenda on Friday, and I think we all spotted the naming of the Tiger Point Community Center was on the agenda, and it seemed real important that it be on there on Friday, but suddenly today it's not. And I mean, in all fairness to the citizens, I think Commissioner Calkins needs to explain why suddenly it's not important anymore, or if anyone could shed any light as to why that's not moving forward. I think we'd like to hear it.
All right. As everything does, it requires just a little bit of backstory. You need to know how we got here before you can appreciate the drama and the opera that's going on in Santa Rosa County. What happened is, that's Jerry Cooey. Of course, he's running for District 3, County Commissioner. Incumbent is, of course, James Calkins. And you also have Rhett Rowles running for that district. I think James has not declared yet. But, yeah, I mean, sure, he's going to run for re-election. Okay, so Jerry's asking the question, why did you put on and then take off this item about renaming the Tiger Point Community Center after the Gates family of James Calkins? The backstory here is that the naming of the Pace Community Center, which is in District 3, James Calkins District, by Colton Wright in honor of Don Salter. Don Salter, of course, longtime commissioner who recently passed away, but he is the one that James Calkins ran against and beat. Okay? So Colton Wright wants to name the community center in James's district, but it's obviously Don Salter's longtime district, in honor of Don Salter. Well, that's the first thing. That agenda comes out, and then just about shortly thereafter, James Calkins says, well, I mean, he doesn't say this publicly. I'm reading between the lines. You're going to do that in my district? Fine, I think I'll rename the community center in your district, Tiger Point, and we'll name it for the Gates family. Now, how do you think about that? Meanwhile, nobody called Matt or Don. Nobody called the Gates family to ask them what they think. And you probably should, because I'm sure they would say, number one, no thank you, because neither one of them wants to be the guy that got a community center named after him while they're here. That's bad for politics. It's bad for general. Neither one of them would want that. And second, you don't name buildings after living people, because we saw what happened with the community center in Milton, do you recall? It's not called the name community center anymore because there were problems with the person they named it after. So this is a terrible idea. And probably, I'm guessing, somebody in the meanwhile got to James and said, hey, no, drop it. So on Monday morning, beginning of the meeting, that's what James does.
He changes the agenda.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would like to withdraw the item I put on Friday regarding the name of the Tiger Point Community Center. I think today we need to focus on Commissioner Don Salter.
Well, if we needed to focus on Commissioner Don Salter, why would you react to focus on Commissioner Don Salter by wanting to add an item seemingly retaliatory to me, my read, okay, to try to name a community center in somebody else's district for somebody that, you know, it's just a weird thing. So that's what Jerry Cooey calls him on. He says, why'd you put it on and then take it off? And he very sheepishly says,
I basically said that, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but today's a day about honoring Don Salter. And that's what I said earlier.
Well, if today was going to be a day about honoring Don Salter, then why would you add this item after the item to honor Don Salter was already on the agenda and seemingly in response to that item being on, like, well, it's a change of heart, because that's not an answer. And Jerry calls him on and says, that's not an answer. I mean, it's not an answer. That's not an explanation. So there's more. We'll get to the more in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right, taking a look around. The good news is we're not showing any of these roadblocks, anything, not yet. Quintet and Renfro showing an accident, but it looks like that's completely open now. Gulf Beach Highway, Navy Boulevard is showing an accident, but it looks like that's not slowing things down either at this point. Certainly use caution wherever you are. I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. Back to Santa Rosa County Commission. So they get through at the gates thing. It's withdrawn. That's not an item they wound up voting on. But then it was the question of having the community center in Pace named for Don Salter. And very appropriately, I don't think anybody really objects to this. Colton Wright?
We're all aware of Commissioner Salter's, you know, decades of service to Santa Rosa County, whether it be, you know, sitting on this board previously or even his other efforts in the community over the years. And, you know, I just thought after his passing, it was one of those things. He, you know, his home is directly next door to the Pace Community Center, and I think he was instrumental in getting that facility, constructed and being part of that. And I just thought it would be appropriate with his passing to memorialize him. I think that would mean a lot to his family. I think that would mean a lot to the residents of Santa Rosa County.
100%. Yeah, totally agree. And then we get to the weird part. And I say weird because, again, Commissioner Calkins ran against Don Salter to oust him from office and succeeded, right? And yet now, whenever Commissioner Calkins talks about former Commissioner Salter, it's all praise and laud and wonderful and he's fantastic and friendly. Like, it just sits wrong with me. Honestly, it sits wrong with me. It sits with me as insincere as the thing he feels like he's supposed to say, you know, because I have questions like, if all that's true, then why'd you run?
I deeply appreciate you bringing this up. I would like to let everybody know. So, when I ran for office, I actually lived up the road from Commissioner Salter, and we were on Nichols Estate Road, and the closest park was that park next to his house, and we actually named it back then Salter Park. My daughter knows that park as Salter Park.
Okay, and he goes on, and this is the part where it starts to feel extra, I don't know, odd to me.
Don Salter is an amazing person, fighter for our country, got shot in combat, a real war hero, a man of honor.
The kind of guy you definitely run against to get out of office, right?
A man that protected Whiting Field from encroachment, a man that has done amazing service to our county, our country, a man of just character. And
that's why I ran against him.
It'll be an honor to name that building next to his house after him, and he was instrumental in getting that there, and it'll be pretty cool to it be the official name as Salter's Park. And so
I try my best when I can to give the Christian charity and grace to people. It just all sits so wrong with me, especially with the, you know, well, you're gonna name that for him, I'm gonna name that in your district for this other guy, and just all of it. And well, I have other stories I could tell. I sometimes wonder how much of certain things I want to tell you, because maybe the time is not ripe yet. But, okay, so at least overtly, Calkins is on board with this. And then all of a sudden, from the other corner of the dais, you've got Commissioner Eddington, who's suddenly like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. How many of these things are we going to name after Commissioner Salter anyway?
All right, now, we did name a road after him, right, Chairman?
In the aviation waiting court, yeah.
I won't have a problem with this, but we just can't keep changing all these buildings' names. We got to kind of slow down a little bit.
Too much. A little road going into the Whiting Aviation Park in a community center. You slow down now. This onslaught of naming things for what?
There's now coming up wanting to change the name of this one. We don't have to talk about it, but I'm on board with y'all if y'all want to do this. I did not know the gentleman, but I've heard all good things about the man, and I'll be on board if that's what y'all want to do. We just got to watch, keep naming buildings after people.
Good note. I don't know what to make of that, but okay, whatever. Then Sherry Chapman raises the question of, well, how much is it going to cost, though? You know, it's a fair question, but at the same time, sometimes things are worth paying the money for, right? You know, if you honor the right people. So they move it. It gets approved. It'll be on the consent agenda they're going to look at some costs for this. Actually, I don't know if it's on the agenda for Thursday. I guess I should take that back. I think it's to pursue the cost is what they're going to do.
If there's no further discussion, I would just move this to Thursday's consent agenda that we rename the Pace Community Center to the Don Salter Community Center, and then that would give staff direction at that time after Thursday's meeting to look at what costs would be if there was plaques or anything like that, and if there would be a dedication ceremony or anything like that to come in the future.
Yeah, and so this is kind of the step one before you get to the official approval of everything in the end. 8:21 on News Radio 92.3. So that's your moment of opera from the Santa Rosa County Commission yesterday. There were other smaller moments, but that was the primary one. 8:21 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic. They sold 230 homes last year. That's five a week, if you want to think about that. 5 weeks. So every single week, five homes. That's just, it's amazing. And, you know, that's selling homes in a couple of days or less time, even in this market, helping people, even though things have changed a little bit, you know, understand what's the price level. What can you get for that price? What is the market doing in Gulf Breeze versus Navarre versus Pace versus Pensacola versus, you know, anywhere else that you might go, Beulah? You know, there's lots of different places in the market. It's not the same, even at different prices in those geographic areas. The market can be doing different things. And she'll help you understand all of that. Somebody that you would love to have negotiating for you for buying your first home, somebody that you would love to have negotiating for you to sell that home to move into your next one. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
That is your notice. You should call, well, text now, 437. Call. You don't have to call. We used to do texting a different way. Call now, and you can be the fifth caller, and you can win tickets to watch FSU take on the Syracuse Orange this Saturday at Doak Campbell, October 14th. So go watch the game in Tallahassee. Maybe they go to 6-0 for the first time in an awful long time. Again, that's FSU versus the Orange this Saturday. Two tickets, caller number 5, 437-1620.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone, picked off, game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, yeah. Dependable.
White. My computer.
Beware of the plastic.
that would make you happy, Candy? Beware the Plastics?
I don't know what that's from.
The Mean Girls.
Oh, it is. The Plastics, the Mean Girls. Congratulations to a nice guy, Brandon Roberts from Pensacola, picking up tickets to watch FSU beat Syracuse. Yeah,
that's
good job.
And we have another pair to give away later this hour. So, be listening. Yeah. Be ready. Have that. Listen, I told you so many times, and if it feels like I'm telling you for the first time, that's my fault. If it feels like it's telling you for the 10th time, that's also my fault. But you want the number in your phone, okay? Put the number in your phone. 850-437-1620. Label it however you want it. Label it News Radio. Label it Andrew. Label it Yell at the Radio. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, okay? Because here's what happens is you might not have a comment most of the time. But then there's that one time you just got to say something. And you can just text that number and then we'll see it. Or call, you know. Or if there's a contest, you're like, all of a sudden I can win tickets. That's not the time to be listening for the phone number. That's the time. It's kind of funny. We give out the phone number when we tell to do that, but really, you ought to already have it or you're not going to win. 826 on News Radio 92.3, not to ruin the mystery, but Candy's got traffic on the fives.
There's the mystery. As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. It looks like 29 is accident-free, a little slow on Burgess, usually, as of course, right in front of the school. We do see construction on Highway 98. That's westbound right before you hit Avalon, and those are the only slowdowns that I'm seeing right now. Text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Let's go into the newsroom now. David Wayne's got our headlines. David?
The FBI is on the ground in Israel looking for Americans that have been impacted by the Hamas attacks. The agency posted on social media that reports of dead, injured, and missing Americans are being treated with the utmost urgency. Currently, 11 Americans have been confirmed as killed so far in that attack. Former Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg will take the witness stand today in the former president's civil fraud trial in Manhattan. Weisselberg, who's also a defendant, signed off on the property valuations when he prepared financial statements. He's already done some time for tax fraud. And the Hollywood writers have officially ratified their new 3-year deal with the movie studios. Yesterday, the Writers Guild of America said 99% of its members voted to ratify that deal, officially bringing an end to the writer strike that lasted 5 months.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Speaking of Israel, we ought to say I'm going to give credit to Chuck Schumer, something I don't get to do an awful lot. But the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, came out with a statement, an early statement, okay, on Sunday about Israel and Hamas, said, "We call on relevant parties to remain calm, exercise restraint, and immediately end the hostilities to protect civilians and avoid further deterioration of the situation." That's, to call that boilerplate is an insult to boilerplate. Like, there's no content there, and there's an unwillingness to recognize the absolute horrific, barbaric aggression by Hamas against Israel. So Chuck Schumer spent 80 minutes on the phone with him saying, bro, no. You need to make that stronger. So they did make that statement stronger, and they did condemn the violence, and they did pick a side. And good. So kudos to Chuck Schumer to get them to be on board and to say the right thing be getting that done, you know, because who knows whether the Chinese would be willing to upgrade, but they did. And this is something, you know, we sometimes think about the Chinese and maybe don't understand their mindset very well. Honor, huge thing for the Chinese, generally speaking, Asians in general, but particularly for the Chinese. And so being perceived as, I know this might be hard to wrap your brain around, like, because you think of the Chinese as, you know, the government is like stealing all the military designs, and they do, and unjustly engaging in, you know, territorial expansion in the South China Sea, building these, you know, new islands, basically, to claim that they're territory, and they do, and threatening and menacing Taiwan, and they do, and repressing human rights, and they do. And I know it's weird to kind of put this all in the same place, but they also very, very, very much value respect, like being respected and not being insulted. You know, saving face is a big thing. So this is a case where, again, I'm going to give credit to the Democratic leader and say that he managed to persuade them to do the right thing when they weren't inclined to do it at the beginning. So good. Meanwhile, and this is going to be a twofer, I'm going to criticize Ronna McDaniel, the head of the RNC, and because she said on Sunday that these attacks represented a, quote, great opportunity, quote, for GOP candidates to make their case about strength in the White House and all of that, and rightly criticized for the what now? No. The thing to say when we're in an attack or a situation like this is how awful it is and who's got the right and they've got our support. Not to talk about the political implications of how GOP candidates or president can capitalize on an atrocity. That's not appropriate.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. Families of four missing Americans believed to be held hostage in Gaza, taken from Israel, are pleading for their safe return.
My mom devoted her life to helping other people of all races and genders in her practice as a nurse.
Arnetta, speaking in Tel Aviv, Israel, says his mother was taken from her home. More than 1,000 deaths are now reported in Israel. More than 700 Palestinians are reported dead in Gaza.
We've been hearing Israeli jet fighters over our heads all day pounding positions in Gaza. We've been seeing dozens and dozens of tanks lining up, getting ready for a possible incursion.
Fox's Greg Palcott, the Israeli military is reporting killing around 1,500 Hamas terrorists since their incursion into Israel Saturday. House Republicans here today behind closed doors from the two declared candidates for House Speaker, Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. It is 59 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. Looks like a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. The investigation continuing into that data security breach in the First Judicial Court District. The court now says the extent of the data breach is still being investigated, but for now, court proceedings will continue as scheduled. A news release says the breach affected certain applications used by the courts, but they don't believe it affected the clerk of court's records in any of the four counties that make up the judicial district. Right now, it's unclear whether any personal information may have been exposed in that breach. Some discussion, but ultimately, Santa Rosa County commissioners are going to keep meeting once per quarter at the Tiger Point Community Center in Gulf Breeze.
It's not too hard to ask. Every quarter, we have meetings down here. And so that's not too much. I think it gives them an opportunity to get their voices heard without having to drive all the way up to Milton.
And that is District 3's James Calkins. Commission Chairman Colton Wright also says that currently the audio and video equipment at that facility just isn't up to par. They're looking at what they could do to upgrade that. Calkins also expressed some interest in having quarterly meetings on the north end of the county as well. Escambia County officials are looking at possible overhauls of the ECAD bus system. Mass Transit Director Rodriguez Kimbrough says over the summer a comprehensive operational analysis was done and there's too many stops and too many routes that overlap.
Taking the time that it takes to actually ride our service, currently right now to get from point A to point B, it actually takes about 2 hours if you wanted to ride our service. That's not normal transit.
And he tells Channel 3 the system is fairly old, 20 years now, and possible changes could include changing stops and introducing micro transit. That would mean larger buses on main roads and smaller buses in neighborhoods. Well, dry conditions persist around Northwest Florida. Some people wonder why burn bans haven't been implemented, especially after that big brush fire in Gulf Breeze over the weekend. Joe Zierkowski from the Florida Forestry Service talked with Channel 3, and he says key indicators only put our area right now at a moderate drought level.
But we're nowhere near those conversations right now. It's not 100% normal for where we're at right now, but this is not abnormal with what we're seeing, this big drying trend.
And he says when burn bans are in effect, they're generally for longer periods of time, between 30 and 90 days. Current conditions, he says, are short term. Well, today is an important deadline for citizens' property insurance policyholders, about 300,000 of them anyway. 300,000 citizens policyholders have until today to respond to letters they got from a private insurer about taking over their policy. Now, if you're one of those customers that got a letter, you have to notify that private insurer if you want to accept or deny their offer. Spokesman for the Insurance Information Institute says it is crucial to respond because failure to respond means you'll automatically be transferred. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Should have a pretty easy way of getting where you're going this morning. Schmuckla Highway, Woodbine, and Burial clear right now. No slowdowns on Guernsey or Giddens Lane. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. And now, a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have a cloudy day today with temperatures warming up near 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, slightly warmer, temperatures near 66 degrees. For Wednesday, expect a wet day. We will have 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 75. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 62. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we do have partly cloudy skies, 59 in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, 52 in Milton.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Your money now this morning. Our market up at the opening bell. The Dow up 49.83 at 33,654.48. S&P 500 up 8.24 at 43,43.90. NASDAQ up 25.29 this morning at 13,509.53. Our 10-year bond rate today down slightly, 4.69%. Gold prices up 430 at 1,868.60. Silver prices up slightly at 21.93 today. And Bitcoin down just under 200, down 198.26 at 27,407.10. The fraud trial of a former crypto king picking back up in Manhattan today. FTX co-founder, one-time crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried facing multiple charges of money laundering and fraud. Prosecutors say he defrauded customers of FTX and his cryptocurrency hedge fund. He faces up to 100 years in federal prison. Amazon's second Prime Day sale is here. Prime Big Deal Day is taking place today and also tomorrow, featuring deals on tech, home goods, fashion, and entertainment items. And no winners last night in the Powerball drawing. The next drawing will be the second largest Powerball jackpot in U.S. history. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. The primaries. Is it fiction or fact? Inflation, recession, buying power we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
There's only one.
News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Once a year on 1010 Day, on October 10th, we have a conversation that is painful, a little, but important and frivolous also, all at the same time. It's National Metric Day. So the question before us, 437-1620, 437-1620, frivolous in part because it's never going to happen. Also frivolous in part because, you know, it's just that sort of thing. Should the U.S. go metric? Should we switch over to the metric system from the feet, pounds, and, you know, inches and the system that we have right now?
In pounds, feet.
In pounds, feet. Yeah, right. if you're talking torque.
Right.
you know, so what do you think? 437-1620 candy? Should we go metric? Should the U.S. go metric?
I think so, but I'm pretty dumb, so I don't know. I don't want to have to remember a whole bunch of new stuff.
I see. So learning at your age of 29 would be the hard part?
Thank you.
That's right. Okay.
Yes. But yeah, it's weird that we're not metric.
It is super weird. Jake is in here. He's kind of training, learning the ropes. Jake, what do you think?
Chips, Mike.
Go metric?
I haven't learned the system that we're on now. So as long as I can ask, I'm gonna set off a lot of people's stuff in their homes. But if you can ask Alexa to tell me how much I need of this mixture, then... As long as she can tell me, I don't care what it is.
If your digital assistant can do the converting for you, then good. You know, tell me what it is in millimeters because I know it in inches. You know,
okay,
all right.
How much baking powder do I need?
There you go. That's right. Not a quarter cup, but, you know, 130 liters. I mean, I don't know because I don't know metric very well either. I mean, I know that's ridiculous, but that's the point. 437-1620, or would it be by grams? You know,
I know what a 2 liter is.
So, advantages of the metric system is the drug dealers don't have to relearn it.
Right.
They're already there, cutting edge, right? So they're already ahead of us. 437-1620.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
I didn't. I just looking around.
You're a drummer.
People. Yeah.
No offense.
You know, we tried this, right? Wasn't it Carter who tried this? And the U.S. did not comply. Like, the people pushed back, and then he got unelected. I'm not saying it's a straight line between the two things, but okay. 437-1620. Should we go metric? I'll give you my opinion here in just a second. Somebody here says, not until I'm dead and gone, which I think is a common enough sentiment that people would have. Somebody else says in all caps, yes, with an exclamation mark. Somebody else says a no, sir, shut your mouth in partial caps. It's not quite Trumpian capitals here, but it's approaching that. Somebody here says, stupid metric system. I don't do math as it is. Okay. Allow me to be the voice of you're not going to like it,
y'all.
But here goes. If you don't do math well, you should advocate for the metric system.
Well, right.
Because the metric system is super easy. You know how many centimeters there are in a meter? Centa means 100. There's 100. You know how many meters there are in a kilometer? 1,000, because kilo means 1,000.
I love it when you're condescending.
Kilograms to grams, 1,000. That means you can talk down to people. Is that what that means? Yeah. Okay, thank you for that. Everything is base 10. It's the easiest thing in the world to remember. How many feet in a mile?
Well, it's 5,280, right?
That's right. But you have to ask.
Right, right.
Because
you're not
sure.
It's hard to,
How many yards?
100? Dude, I don't know. Help me, Jake. You're my only hope.
It's 1,700-ish, but nobody, that's the point, is it's a crazy system. Our measurement system is a crazy, hazing, awful, abusive, it's I mean, like, you know, the old time that you go to the fraternity and you pledge the fraternity and then they put you through all kinds of horrible things in order to make you earn the fact that you're once in it.
Hazing.
And then once you're in it, you perpetuate the same evil upon everybody else before they can come in.
Yes.
That's our measuring system. It's hazing. And it doesn't need to exist because the whole world has figured this out. So, yes, we should absolutely go metric, comma. But I am unwilling to do it. I will never, ever do it because I also don't want to learn a whole new system. I also don't want to sit there and, because I'll do the math. Like when you go to Canada, you're like, okay, 50 kilometers per hour. What is that? 4 miles?
I know, but
miles?
You have it on your dashboard anyway.
Okay. So,
but yeah,
yes,
that does. You're like, wow,
absolutely,
I can go 110.
Absolutely, metric is better. It's right. And by the way, for those of you who are like, well, that's not American. Do you know the name of the current system? This is an in the room poll. Anybody know the name of the current system of pounds and inches and feet and miles? The imperial system. We adopted it from Britain. It's not even American. It's the least American thing there is. And yet we're so attached to it because we're the last ones to adopt the metric because everybody else, all Europe and everybody else. And there's a bit of that like, well, they're going metric and we're not gonna. And I'm there with you. I'm right there with you. And as long as you don't leave the country, all you got to do is own two sets of wrenches and then the world is fine. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here texts in, of course, Carter was right. Oh, don't say that again. Somebody else here says, no. I got a, let's see, we tried to make a move to turn America to the metric system and it didn't work years ago. Right, because we're Americans and we don't do the smart thing. And me too. I'm with you. I'm the irrational one on this. I know it's right. I don't want to change. I think we should switch to metric. Somebody says I'm over 60, so it won't be easy for me. But you won't have to do it for very long, for maybe 40 years. 437-1620. The retooling will bankrupt us. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe. Probably not. I think we should go with the old English system, you know, stones and pinches and that kind of stuff. We'll come back to this in just a second. 845, Candy's got traffic on the five.
It's weird. 600-pound life is called something else in Britain and in Australia. Just as entertaining,
it's probably
though.
Like 200 stone or something.
They have they measure in stones.
I
and it's
can't
like
remember
14
if a stone
pounds.
Is. Oh,
yeah,
is
we
it?
Had
okay.
to because Darren was doing
so much
it.
Less.
We love 600-pound life. Makes you feel better about yourself.
So that would be more like 35 stone. I'm just quick.
I don't know,
it.
But when they fight, they scream at each other and they do it in stones, and it's hilarious.
That's
as
great.
We, although everybody should be healthy, as we take a look around Softly Field and Mobile Highway, showing an accident this morning. It looks like there could be a roadblock there. Certainly use caution there. I-10 westbound at mile marker 13, showing an accident. That is between the Car City exit, it looks like, and as you're approaching maybe 110, but not showing any slowdown. So it looks like it may have been off to the side or the median. Certainly watch your emergency crews on scene, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. So back to the question of on metric day, 1010 is metric day. Should we go metric? And the answer is yes, but we're not going to, and I don't want to either. One advantage, by the way, of the imperial system is if we ever get invaded, you know, like, I don't know, by the Russians or the Venezuelans or whatever. They won't know how far things are because the distances are all going to make no sense to them.
Perfect.
See?
Right.
It's
We're
a defense
set.
Strategy. Let's see. Somebody just says capital. Nope. Somebody, and not talking about Leslie, nope. Somebody here says, let's keep the rest of the world confused. No metric system here. Yeah, sure. You know, why would we want to have something standard and systemic across? We have English in the air traffic control world. We can give them metric. I'm just saying. Somebody here says, shut up, Andrew, with your logic. Stupid logic. Somebody here says our country's collective IQ would benefit, but implementing it would take decades. I don't know if it would take decades, but, you know, okay. Somebody says, embrace the British overlords. That's great. Somebody else says, never. We will not comply. It's a conspiracy so that we won't realize we're getting less meat for the price. That's funny. If, you know, if you have to measure meat and like, you know, give me 800 kilograms of steak.
I know. Who has those scales at their house?
I don't.
And
I mean, that would be a lot of steak. But, you know,
oh, I guess,
you're supposed to eat 40 grams of salmon. See, the numbers don't really make any sense to me either. I know I'm using them in a really silly way. But, you know, we know what a liter is.
Yeah.
Because we know what a 2-liter is,
right.
Which
Correct.
Is how much soda a person consumes at a sitting, right?
For me, yes.
Yeah, so.
The only one in the room.
Somebody says, yes, we'll do it when China takes over. Somebody says, go metric. Somebody, I don't know if that's like a cheer or just they agree. Is there any implications of the metric system for music? I certainly wouldn't think so. It's a time measure. I wouldn't think that would matter at all.
Yeah, if you can count to four, you're pretty
good
much
for all
good.
Of it. Okay, you're done.
Sometimes six, but we don't usually do that unless we're at church.
So like a...
everything's in 6/8 in
so,
church.
So like G sharp doesn't have like a metric equivalent.
No, thank goodness.
Okay,
it's
right,
already
just
confusing enough because that's actually, you know, G sharp is A flat.
Right.
And, you know,
and
then
all,
I'm,
right.
I'm gone.
Very
so.
Difficult. Somebody says I'm okay with standard. It's okay, imperial. Feet, standard. Inches, and pounds. But fractions are silly. I convert everything to decimals. There's something to that. Even the stock market doesn't do fractions, right? The only way I learned the metric system was when I was dealing drugs. Dear Chip Simmons, let me give you this phone number. 437-1620. I don't have to want to. I don't want to learn metric clocks and metric calendars.
Metric clocks.
Metric calendars, metric clocks. Oh, but to be fair, like the clock, it'd be nice if the clock were hundreds. I mean, I'm just saying 100 minutes should be an hour.
Somebody said music uses a metric gnome.
Oh, nice.
That's great.
Wow.
No, I think that is
that's
good.
That's where we're going to be?
I
okay,
think that's
fair
funny.
Enough. 100 seconds in a minute. That's what it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should be.
Stop.
It's not. Somebody here says, let's say, went to school in the 70s and we were told that we had to learn it because we would be using it as adults. Not so much. But that's not the only thing they lied to you about. Somebody here says, our currency is already metric thanks to Alexander Hamilton. Oh, no, that's good. You know, that's a good point.
Right.
As opposed to, like, you know, pence and all of the different measures that you had, if you know English systems at all. People who use the metric system think they are better than everyone else, but they are kind of the people who don't put their cart in the corral. I mean, their buggy. Because the British call it a buggy. Our weight system of pounds, ounces, and also known as, I can't even pronounce that. That's French. Avoirdupois? I don't know. Anyway, or maybe that
Show
means
off.
avoid for us. I'm not sure if that's what it means. The metric gnome. That's funny. Science teachers everywhere want the metric system. Well, because they're lazy. 850 on news. No, I'm just kidding. Kidding, Mr. O. 437-1620. So, yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm just telling you the reality is it can make the most sense in the world, and that's probably why America won't do it. Hey, if you have employees and they love the imperial weights and measures and they don't want metric, or if they do love metric, it doesn't really matter because that's not what this spot is about. It's about benefit plans like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll options, all that stuff. If you love what you've got and you don't think there's any possibility that you can do any better, well, it's like my old friend used to say, just come to me when you're not sure what to do or when you are sure. You could still maybe ask Torgerson Causey, like, come do a review. And maybe what they confirm for you is, nope, there's no better way to do it. Or maybe what they find out is, you know, we could do some things here that would save you some time, save your folks some money, give them a little bit better benefits. I know. Because we started using them about 6 years ago here at News Radio in Cat Country and at ESPN Pensacola, and they've been great. We got better plans, we had choice in plans, and they have been fantastic at customer service. So all the things you want in an employee benefits agency. Locally owned, helping businesses here in Pensacola for more than 20 years. I think that's actually probably now about 25 years. I ought to update my reference. But anyway, Torgerson Causey, give them a call, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. And this is why you got to listen to everything. Free tickets! FSU, I got FSU versus Syracuse Orange coming up this Saturday. Got two tickets for you to go watch them at Doak Campbell in Tallahassee. And here's the thing. You got to have that phone number in your phone. How many times I got to tell you? Caller number one. Go! 437-1620.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pencil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because, hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
This year's WSRE Wine and Food Classic will pay tribute to the legendary chefs of PBS and celebrate rising stars like the final three from The Great American Recipe. Now's the time to get your tickets for a legendary dinner in the WSRE Amos Studio on October 14th and for the 33rd annual Walkabout Tasting on October 21st at the SCI Building in downtown Pensacola. Go to WSRE.org for tickets and event details.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't understand. He say you're not allowed to smash piñatas that look like real people. But we do it in Mexico all the time.
Do you want me to get down on my knees? Beg you, baby, please cry a million tears.
Now, there might be some of you that have never heard of Soft Cell, and welcome to the party, Ben. And there are others of you like,
I don't think anybody's like, everybody
Nobody?
Knows the song's Tainted Love.
Well, that's their other song.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Not a lot of people know this.
Come on. We could have more than one almost hit.
I'm not that's saying fine. That. I'm saying.
I know.
It didn't.
Know. That's fine. That's fine. Candy has traffic on the five.
I have traffic on the five. I'm Trey Thomas. No. he does. He has it way. I-10 westbound at mile marker 13. That's close to Davis Highway and the spur at 110, showing an accident but not showing a roadblock this morning. Looks like there may be a train in Cantonment. I'm seeing it blocked north and southbound on 29 right near Muskogee. So certainly pack your patience there. Not a lot of ways to go around once you're stuck, but hopefully that train will get by soon. That's the only slowdown I'm seeing. If you have a traffic tip, certainly text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And congratulations to Scott from Pensacola, who picked up those tickets to watch FSU beat up the Orangemen this Saturday.
You sure you didn't mean I'm Dave Anthony?
I'm Dave Anthony. I know. I love all of our news people, but yeah, you get to,
I'm Trey Thomas. 856
sure are,
here on News Radio 92.3. This is kind of an interesting, just a small note. You might not have heard much about this because it's England. I don't know why we're spending so much time on foreign countries this half hour, but here we are. The Prime Minister of England, Rishi Sunak, in case you didn't know, be honest, you didn't know. Neither did I. It's okay. But Rishi Sunak is saying that they're wanting to progressively ban smoking. And the way they're going to do this is they're going to follow the, I think it's Australia who has done it this way, where they don't, they say like you have to be a certain age to smoke, which I think they raised it to 18. Okay. And so now what they're talking about doing is just saying, okay, so it's 18 now, and next year it's going to be 19. And the year after that, it's going to be 20. And then it's going to be 21. Meaning that anybody who doesn't smoke already will not ever be legally able to smoke. It's basically they're kind of grandfathering in the people who are currently eligible to smoke, and nobody behind them will ever get the privilege. So they're going to ban it gradually over the course of like 70 years is kind of the plan, which, again, like I think another country is on the process of doing that. Just it's not a done thing yet. I don't think it's not actually happening, but, you know, it is kind of the that's what they're looking at trying to accomplish. Meanwhile, in other just kind of interesting health related news, we apparently are on the pathway of developing a IUD for men, is what they're calling it. So, injectable hydrogel-based male contraceptive. Non-invasive, 10-minute office procedure. Just in, out, zip, zop, done, right? And it would be reversible. So, unlike a vasectomy, which is also reversible, much more difficult. The first non-hormonal reversible contraceptive for men on the market. Just an interesting development. We're not there yet, but there are, you know, companies that are working on this. What would the effects be? Well, presumably you'd have lower unwanted pregnancy. Presumably you'd have higher venereal disease because, you know, you wouldn't need to use condoms anymore and men would be engaged more. And so you'd have higher spread, which we're already at a pretty fever pitch when it comes to spreading VD in the United States. Higher levels of sexual activity. Again, you reduce risk, you raise activity, right? You reduce the risk of pregnancy, you raise the activity. And certainly higher chances of people committing adultery or infidelity. Why? Less chance of getting caught, right? So maybe not all good effects. Then again, lower unwanted pregnancy, which is kind of the main goal, right? 859 News Radio 92.3. If
mandatory.
Men are willing.
What's that? Nothing.
Mandatory. Okay. let's see.
Okay.
Will my one question was: will we solve the panhandling? Will we make a change in the ordinance?
I hope.
We think
so.
We learned that maybe Santa Rosa needs to change the ordinance. That might be the case. Also, COVID-19 lawsuit won by Guillermo Smith, a Democrat lawmaker, forcing daily reporting and county death toll reporting. When will that happen?
next week.
Local Talk 6 months. In the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.